The national divide over Judge Brett Kavanaugh's potential confirmation to the Supreme Court arrived in New Hampshire this week. Senator Jeff Flake, one of the key players in Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings, was scheduled to give a speech at St. Anselm College Monday night. A pack of protesters and network TV cameras were there to greet him. NHPR's Lauren Chulgin was there, too.
A couple dozen mostly female protesters lined the entrance to the New Hampshire Institute of Politics last night, holding signs and testing out a few chants, despite the raw, rainy weather. Cindy White drove down to St. A's from Hopkinton because she felt this would be her best shot at voicing her hesitations about Kavanaugh.
Jeff Flake seems to me the Republican that's most likely to listen. He seems to maybe have the most conscience here.
For these shivering protesters, Flake represented a shred of hope. If Flake had it in him to push for the FBI to investigate Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's allegations of sexual assault, then maybe they figured their show of support could convince him to vote against Kavanaugh entirely. Flake has been confronted with hundreds of similar protests in these last few fraught days, whether it was two women in a Capitol Hill elevator or silent demonstrators earlier Monday in Boston. But here, in the first in the nation primary state, Flake was hoping for a more nuanced conversation.
I've always heard that St. Anselm's is a safe place, populated by calm, reasonable people. I'm counting on this today.
Striking an almost professorial tone, Flake told the audience that the partisan divide in Washington, or tribalism as he calls it, is tearing the country apart. And he says it's no way for adults to act.
If you want to make America great as an elected official, be humble. Conduct yourself in good faith. And when necessary, compromise to find solutions. If the past week has taught me anything, it is that this country is hungry for us to work together again on their behalf.
It's a description of the path Flake is charting out for himself, one separate from President Donald Trump.
We've got to make it so that indulgence in tribalism at the expense of what's good for the country will be punished at the ballot box.
And yet, when asked after his speech if he was running for president, Flake demurred. He says there's too much going on in Washington to think about that. But Nashua voters Bill and Aldrian Rostron say Flake is exactly the kind of politician they're looking for. Aldrian says she was struck by Flake's decision to pump the brakes on the Kavanaugh vote.
He's put his convictions and his whole life on the line by walking away and saying what's going on isn't right. So I was really, really impressed.
But while Flake may have found a friendly audience last night, outside of that room, it's unclear how big of an appetite there is for a Republican challenge to President Trump. For NHPR News, I'm Lauren Chulgin.